Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Matt Murchison, welcome to Berg Vivant.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, yeah, always a pleasure. Yeah, what's new?
Not too much new going on right now. Doing my regular stuff, playing River City Brass, teaching at Slippery Rock, doing some composing, and anytime I'm offered a chance to drink on camera, I'm there. So
well, you came to the right place, I tell you that. So, been out to see anything interesting lately?
I have. Thank you for asking.
Oh, yes.
Yes. This past Sunday, I was able to go and hear a new group in Pittsburgh called the Brass Roots.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sort of large-ish brass ensemble, and they played at Soldiers and Sailors Hall in Oakland. And this was actually their first public performance that wasn't related to some sort of other event. This was their first standalone concert performance.
Now, when you say large-ish, is it unusual to see a brass ensemble of this size?
Well, I would say that it's a bit unusual in this area, which is good for them. I mean, starting something that hasn't been seen around here. There's a group called Denver Brass that is based in, as you may have guessed, Denver. Because you're quick.
Yeah, you know, some days, and some days.
Yes. So there is a group of this size out there, just not in the Pittsburgh area. And I believe, don't quote me on it, even though it's on tape, but I think the Denver Brass was one of their inspirations for the size of the group that wanted to do.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's great that we have that here in Pittsburgh. And actually, we had Henry Attaway on the show couple weeks ago. He is the Brass Roots Development Director.
Yes.
So we learned a lot about their ensemble then. But,
good.
I mean, around to the facts, how did they sound?
They sounded great. It was a really enjoyable show. Soldiers and Sailors Hall is a beautiful space for them to play in. They did a lot of things really well, I think, especially considering that it's their first show. There's some really lovely moments of melodic playing, and had a lot of great moments of intonation as well, and I think some of the greatest strengths came from the solo playing that happened from various members of the group. Actually, their ends of notes were often very impressive. Beautiful sounding endings of notes.
Is that hard to achieve?
It is, actually, yeah. Starting and ending notes is kind of two of the hardest things.
Two very different things?
It can be, yeah. Yeah. It can be. But they did a lovely job with that. And, as I mentioned, some of the soloists in particular sounded very good. It was an enjoyable show, and I also appreciated that it wasn't too long. Some groups subscribe to the more is more, and that's, as you know, not often the case.
Yeah.
And so I appreciated the length of the show as well.
Great, great. So, I mean, for a... And again, it's all brass.
Well, one percussionist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one percussionist.
But primarily brass. So, you know, I mean, with an... ensemble is all brass, but there's still a good variety of sound and in what they played.
Yeah, there is. Combining different brass instruments, of course, gives you slightly different sounds. There is only so much that a brass group can do in terms of color changes, and that's one of the big challenges for any brass group, but through the use of various mutes and things, they're able to color the sound and get a wider variety of things. And the percussion adds a lot, and the percussionist Jenny Doris did a fantastic job and was always, in my opinion, doing just the right amount of stuff to add to the ensemble. Yeah.
How about some of the program choices? Some of the pieces
sure.
they did?
They started out with what was a really nice arrangement of the Star Spangled Banner, actually.
Traditional, very good.
Yes. I'm guessing probably because of the location of the concert. And it was a very nice chart, and there were actually some people in front of me that when that was done, they the chart elicited a wow from those people in front of me. So it was a very nice arrangement. They did a lot of sort of, I guess, traditional music, romantic stuff. They did a nice arrangement of selections from pictures at an exhibition.
Hmm.
There was a trombone soloist that closed the first half on a standard trombone piece. I guess in the future, I'd love to see them be a bit more risk taking with the programming that they're doing. I think for the first show, it's absolutely great, but I could have used a few more fast tunes. There was kind mm-hmm. of a lot of medium and slow sort of stuff happening.
So for a brass ensemble, would a fast tune be a risk?
Well, no, I just, I guess I look forward to them pushing themselves out of their comfort zone mm-hmm. a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, for the first time out, you know, you kind of mm-hmm. got to test the waters, see
right, exactly.
what's
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what would I like to see brass do? Probably something that would be totally inappropriate for brass.
Sure, like nude.
Nude?
Yeah, it would be inappropriate.
Oh, if they played nude.
Yes,
I'm thinking, oh, is that a tune? Like,
no, no,
a,
no.
Like,
no,
nude.
I just, that would be inappropriate. Yeah.
That
so,
would.
It would.
It'd sell a lot of tickets, though.
Well,
or
depending
maybe
on the brass players. Yeah.
It is a
perhaps,
concept.
Yes.
That is a concept.
It is a concept.
Brass in the nude. Nude brass.
Yes.
Oh, wait. No, there's a name here. It would be called something in brass, like, you know, to rhyme with.
Well,
kicking brass.
Yeah.
Bare brass.
Yep.
Bare brassed.
Bare brassed, yeah.
That's what I'm going for.
There
okay.
it is, yeah.
It took a couple sips, but I got there,
mm-hmm.
you know. Well, good. You
that's
know,
right.
when I was talking to Henry in the interview, I said, you know, when I think of brass, I think of Christmas.
Mm.
I do. You know,
okay.
it's a little sentimental. You know, because at Christmas yeah. time, you always hear the little, you know, the French horn
mm-hmm.
And things like that. So I tried to push them to do a Christmas album, which is not risky at all.
It's not risky.
But
yeah.
I would like to hear that.
Yeah. Well, I believe they do have a Christmas show.
I will be there.
Yeah.
I sure
yeah.
will. I sure will. Yeah, they've really, I think, put on a pretty good show for their first outing. And,
yeah, absolutely.
They're, I think, a resident company at Soldiers and Sailors.
That's
so
right.
We'll be seeing more of them there.
Yeah.
And, pretty cool that we have something like that in Pittsburgh. There is no lack of musical talent in this city. Would you agree?
As a musician in this city, I would agree. Yes.
I thought so. I had a feeling that that you would say that. And you yourself are a brass player. We mentioned that. What is the instrument that you play?
I play euphonium and I play tuba and I play a little bit of trumpet as well.
All at the same time?
Well, not yet. There are only so many orifices that one can work with.
Now,
no matter
that,
how talented.
That would be
then,
something to
yes.
see.
Yeah.
That would. I think there was a guy back in, you know, the turn of the century France at the Moulin Rouge that made a career out of something similar to
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't know who you're talking
about. His name was... Oh. Well, I forget what his real name was,
mm-hmm.
but... The French, what they called it was Le Petomane, which roughly translates into the fartiste.
Okay.
And, I mean, you could just imagine that if you were to make a career out of something like, you know, all the sort of things.
Yeah.
And it involved, you know, he would blow out candles on cue. He could utilize a kazoo and do, like, you know, some familiar tunes and things like that. And
yeah.
apparently this was so amusing that corseted women were laughing so hard they've passed out and had to be carried out of the Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
But you know what happened to him? Aside from, you know, probably horrible gastrointestinal issues.
Right. Yes.
He was asked, a friend of his owned a gingerbread shop in Paris.
Okay.
And this guy, the fartiste, Le Petit Domaine, became such a sensation. The gingerbread guy who owned the gingerbread shop said, hey, I'm opening this shop. Would you, like, be there for the grand opening and give us a few notes? And, you know, So he did, and people loved it.
Yeah.
But he was under contract with the Moulin Rouge, like an exclusive contract. So this was a breach of contract for him to go tooting somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they fired him.
Wow.
And, you know, I think of this. This is what happened to Clara Peller, the Where's the Beef Lady from Wendy's. Do you remember?
Yes. Because
she went and did a ragu.
She also had farting problems?
She went and, you know, she had an exclusive contract.
Right, yes,
she went and did a commercial for ragu spaghetti sauce with meat in it. And she didn't say, where's the beef? She goes, I think I found it. On that commercial, and they said that was too close to their slogan. And they fired her, or they sued her, you know, so see, history repeats itself.
Well, that story is quite a gas.
Yes, indeed. And this is what we really came here to talk about today.
And I can say at the concert, it did not at all sound like any of them were farting through their instruments.
Oh, good. Okay.
So it was fantastic. Nothing like that at all.
Now, that is the mark of a legitimate review. If you could say at the end of it, yep.
Yeah.
Didn't sound like gas.
It didn't.
It's all right.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.